We need two contestants to play Jeopardy, and it's Valentine Jeopardy this week. How exciting!
Not
is
football.
That?
Remember the guy complained he wanted Animal Jeopardy. We're not doing that. We're just gonna do two contestants this time because it's too chaotic with three.
Yep.
Same rules. Jeopardy applies. I hope this game's better than last week's.
Last week was a nightmare.
It was. Yeah.
You know how hard it is for Will and I to be funny enough to make up for your suck. I'm just kidding, guys. It was the Jeopardy
awesome.
Suck. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. Johnny B. Show. Who is this?
This is Cherokee.
Oh my God! You're here to play.
Yeah.
You're here to play Jeopardy.
He played last time. He sucked.
I know. You want to do that to yourself again, Cherokee? Is that what you really want to do?
Absolutely, sir.
Oh, cool,
I'm ready to go.
Sounds okay. Hot.
Win, lose, or draw.
And I don't like him.
All right, hold on. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Johnny B., how you doing, buddy?
VIPs, baby.
Mike. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We got a guy that's slow because of physics and a guy that's slow because of alcohol. Both make me happy. Okay.
All right. This is certainly a clash of the titans here.
Yep. All right. I got them both on the line. I got them both on the line. You guys.
Makes perfect sense.
All right. Shut up.
Just shut your goddamn mouth.
We're going to play the game.
Tell them the rules, Will.
They know Jeopardy. You answer in the form of a question. If you answer wrong, you will lose points. So be careful before you buzz in. Buzz in with your name.
Yep.
Johnny will be the judge if it's a really close buzz in. And let's start playing.
There you go.
All right.
Sounds good.
You got the music for me?
I do.
He stinks, and I don't like
it.
I hit the wrong, but I like that one. Hold on. Oh, God damn it. Okay.
Perfect. All right, the first category is famous fictional couples.
Johnny!
And it is for 100. You're not playing.
Oh, damn it. All right.
For 100, these two guys live together happily on Sesame Street.
Mike. Who is Bert and Ernie?
That is correct. Mike on the board.
We found out, a year ago that they were flaming gay, right?
Yep.
Yep, that's cool.
Good for them.
Hell yeah.
This fun-loving pair of blondes loves to ride around in their Jeep and hang out at their townhouse with their friends Skipper, Midge, Christy, Kelly, and Alan.
Ooh.
Whoa. Who would know that?
It's for 200. It's really easy.
Yep.
Johnny, you know?
Can you read a question one more time? I was hanging up on somebody.
This fun-loving pair of blondes loves to ride around in their Jeep and hang out at their townhouse with their friends, Skipper, Midge, Christy, Allie, and Kelly. You guys are going to kick yourselves. You're wrong.
I feel like I should know it.
You should.
It is, I know it.
We all should.
Don't slow it down.
No, I know what it is. If they would just shut up, I'd be able to spit it. It's Three's
Company. It's like an 80s show, isn't it?
No. It's Barbie and Ken.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know the names of their friends.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah. Weird. None of us would know that.
Shut up. For $300.
Yeah, bitch.
For $300, this couple is famous for sharing a romantic dinner of spaghetti and meatballs.
Ooh.
It's a movie.
Very easy.
Cartoon.
Oh.
Mike.
What is Lady and the Tramp?
That's it. Well done, sir.
Yeah, it is it, Mike.
Yep,
good
shut
job,
up.
Mike.
Good one.
Shut up.
Shut your goddamn
pie hole.
Shut up, too.
Moron.
This couple work as reporters at the Daily Planet.
Ooh, yeah.
The Daily Planet.
Yeah.
Mike. Who is Lois Lane and Clark Kent?
That's it, buddy. Well done.
Very nice.
Superman.
Hell yeah.
And for 500 famous fictional couples, what are the full names of Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson's characters in the movie adaptation of the Stephanie Meyer novel Twilight?
By the way, if you guys know this,
you're gay.
Uh-huh. Then you
not
get
that there's anything wrong.
Absolutely 100%.
Gay no more.
No one knows.
I'm not gay no more.
You know Johnny, don't you?
Nope.
Gay no more.
I really don't. I've seen maybe 10 minutes of any Twilight movie.
Okay, so nobody wants to guess on that one?
Hmm.
It's a...
Ain't no COVID, dick!
Bella,
I know the girl.
All right.
Well, you got to know both. That's part of the
nope.
question. It's Bella
no,
Swan...
No,
shut up! It's Bella Swan asshole. And Edward Cullen are the names.
I knew that Edward was a werewolf,
right? That's right.
Yeah, Edward. Edward's a vampire.
Well, who was the name of the werewolf?
I don't know.
Jacob.
Jacob.
I remember on like MySpace, it was like Team Jacob, Team
Edward.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Right. All right. Valentine's Day history for 100. The first Valentine was sent in this year. Was it 1838, 1415, or 1972?
Ooh.
Multiple choice one.
Cherokee. 1848.
Nope.
Single idiot.
Mike, you want to try or no?
You got a 50-50 shot.
Mike, what is 1972?
Nope. I picked the wrong one. 1415.
Yeah. That was when Cupids were real.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For 200, this bird is one of the symbols of Valentine's Day because it mates for life.
Oh, yeah. There's one mating right now.
What?
Bye,
rat. Bye. All right, give him the buzzer. Nobody's getting it.
Can we get the buzzer?
Is it the sparrow?
No, it's a dove.
Oh, that was for peace.
I was going to say that. I didn't want to risk getting it wrong.
Well, you
didn't.
Good job. Didn't. Way to be safe, coward.
For 300, this is how sailors sent messages to their loved ones back in the colonial days.
In a bottle. Bottle.
Ring in. Yeah, you would
Jack
know
off.
That. Beer, like a beer bottle, you drunk.
Yeah, you're supposed to say your name, and then let us call upon you, and then add,
That's then
in a form of a question. Everything right. You did was wrong.
Now try it out, Cherokee.
Butthole.
I'm sorry, and I bow backwards.
I'm telling you, try it again. I'm giving you another opportunity. Buzz in.
I feel like we teach special ed.
Cherokee.
Yeah.
No, I think I already lost. I think it's his turn.
Oh my God. Cherokee's never playing again.
He lost. Yeah.
It was a bottle, you fool. God damn.
Oh, I would have been, wrong anyway.
Cool, man.
For 400.
Well, can I not get that?
No. Absolutely. I gave you an opportunity and you failed.
You know what I mean.
I said just buzz in and do it. God dang it.
All right. Shut up.
If anybody wants to take over for Cherokee, 727-579-102.
No, we can't. We gotta finish this out.
God damn it.
Alexander Graham Bell applied for the patent for this invention on Valentine's Day in 1876. Alexander Graham Bell.
The telephone.
Okay.
Oh,
he's
God.
Done. He's done.
Cherokee.
No,
No.
It is the telephone, but you don't get the points, and I'm deducting points. For 500, Richard Cadbury is credited with inventing the first one of these for Valentine's Day in the late 1800s.
Mike. What is the cream egg?
That's incorrect. Cream egg.
Good try.
Yeah. It's Easter.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It's a box of chocolates.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Valentine's Day traditions for 100. Oh my God! I don't. Te amo.
What?
Te amo.
What?
Ich liebe. These are all ways to say this popular Valentine's Day expression. Te amo. You know that one. It's in Spanisho.
Okay. Sounds great-o. Uh huh.
It's I love you guys.
That's great. Brand new contestant, what is your name?
Anthony.
All right, Anthony. You're going up against Mike. Mike has a lead.
Did you hang up on Cherokee?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, you're just going to take over?
Like 3 questions ago.
All right, I'm putting Ann in. Ann, you got a big deficit here.
Yeah, that's exactly why I called in.
You got 800, negative 800. Mike has 200.
That's
all right. We're doing Valentine's Day traditions for $200.
You can do it.
Valentine's Day is the most popular day of the year to give and receive cards. Is that true or false? 50-50.
Anthony.
False.
That
is false. Christmas is the most popular one.
Damn right. Look at that. He's already winning.
For 300, most American women say they would rather receive this on Valentine's Day than flowers.
Johnny, fellatio.
Baby, but no, it's chocolate. Wow.
Hey, Mike, did you fall asleep, Tubby? Because of sleep apnea?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's eating a Cadbury egg. He's eating a Cadbury egg.
Cream egg.
Cream egg. All right, for 400, this winged child shoots arrows at unsuspecting Valentines.
Mike.
Who is Cupid?
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, there you go. Way to take those boiled peanuts out of your mouth.
And for 500, only about 3% of Americans give a Valentine's Day gift to this member of their family. Members in quotes.
Yeah.
Mike. Who is her mom?
No, you weirdo.
Hey, Mom, want to be my Valentine? Yeah, let me get you drunk first. Give you your
Anthony.
What's for.
Aunt, give it a try.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Their dad.
Dad? No. Weirdo.
Where are you calling from, Winter Haven? Jesus.
It's their pet, guys. Their pet, the member, in quotes, of their family. Yeah.
Ugh.
Love songs.
It's a quote.
Yeah. Love songs for 100. Title of Justin Bieber's hit with the word love in it.
No way. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Anthony.
Love yourself.
Damn!
Is that a song?
Yeah.
I'm going to give that to him because they said as long as you love me. But
no.
If that's one.
Love Yourself's the diss song that he wrote for Selena Gomez.
All right, I'll give him the point.
That is true.
Wow. I didn't think with your sandpaper voice that was in your repertoire, but I'm impressed.
For 200 in love songs, title of Taylor Swift's hit, Love Blank.
Oh, Anthony's got this.
Oh, can't say.
Oh, he made a potty mouth.
Probably. Sorry.
Potty mouth.
Sorry.
Okay, Taylor Swift, love what?
Anybody? Love Story. Love Story.
Yeah,
too late.
Suck.
Too late.
Way to try to Google.
Love songs for 300, title of the Plain White Tees hit, Blank, Blank, Love.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they had a different song than Delilah?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
I only know that one.
Who knew?
I didn't really know it was a hit.
Yeah.
I can think of Delilah.
It's Rhythm of Love.
Oh. Hey, is it me or is Anthony talking to us on a walkie-talkie?
He is.
Okay, cool. Break a 1-9, got Smokey on your tail.
What?
Talking to myself.
Are you on Bluetooth?
Something bad.
I am.
Can you take us off Bluetooth for a
game?
Yeah.
You sound like a.
Yeah, most definitely.
Sound like you're calling from the inside of a cow's ass.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
This is going as well.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
beautiful.
God. Glory.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah. Jeez, oh, Pete.
I love you. All right. Title of Beyonce's hit, Blank Love.
Mike fell asleep again. He has sleep apnea. He's
morbidly obese. I'm here. Oh. I'm.
You don't know all the Beyonce songs?
All right, give him the buzzer.
No.
Too late. Crazy, crazy love.
Got me feeling so crazy.
And 500, name any song with love in the title by the Beatles. One.
Oh,
I need one.
A million of them. Johnny.
Johnny.
Can't Buy Me Love.
That's one. You would get the points.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do the best of Valentine's Day. This is the last category. Ant, you got negative 1,000. Mike is at 100.
Yeah. Ant, if you get any more negative points, you have to give us your Bluetooth device.
This, for 100, this color symbolizes love and is the most popular color on Anthony.
Anthony?
Red.
Correct.
Yeah, the color of blood.
For 200, this group receives more Valentine cards than any other group. Is it girlfriends, mothers, teachers, or wives?
Mike?
Mommy.
What is teachers?
That is correct. Yeah, believe it or not.
You brown nosed little idiots. Just do your damn schoolwork if you want an A.
My friend's a teacher. She sent me a bunch of stuff that the kids got her.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wouldn't be taking them this year. They're going to give you COVID.
Yeah.
Weird.
This company sells more Valentine cards than any other company.
Mike.
Yeah, it was Hallmark.
Hallmark. Well done.
That's like the Nike of greeting cards.
It is, truly. For 400, what is the most popular Valentine's Day gift?
Ooh.
Mike. What is it, teddy bear? Stuffed animal?
Oh, you're a moron.
Nope.
Johnny, penis.
Nope.
Damn it.
Buzz yourself.
Yeah.
Anthony?
Diamond.
Nope.
Damn. Anthony's rolling like that?
I don't know if I agree with this. They say a card is a gift.
No,
I'd
say flowers.
Like maybe a gesture, I would say a card.
An obligatory attachment to your expensive ass gift that they won't bang you unless you buy them.
Yes. And for $500, this state produces the majority of America's roses, the most popular Valentine's Day flower.
Ooh. Come on, guys. One in 50. You got this.
1 in 50 shot. Yep. Hail Mary.
Anthony?
California.
What is California?
Form of a question. Giving you the
What is California?
That is correct. California.
What is Arizona? They're prickly roses.
Canada.
What is Canada? My favorite U.S. state.
Mike won. Media. Hooray.
And
I think you would have contended if it wasn't for stupid Cherokee.
True. He put you behind the eight ball. Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
Damn Cherokee. Thanks, Cherokee. Yeah. No, you're good.
All right, man.
Thanks for playing, man.
Laters.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
God bless.
Y'all good.
You too. Bye. Hey, what did Mike win?
Mike won himself a picture of my penis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Life size?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's not even, he's sending you in a ping, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A fitness wallet.
Damn right.